All right, Brandon, led a lot of laps, and then Otto got to the outside about simultaneously. At the same time, you kind of slowed and pitted. What was the problem?
Well, it actually happened before that. A rag got stuck in the injection, and I couldn't let off the throttle all the way. I was on the brakes as hard as I could going in the corner, and it actually got worse. And I went like maybe two or three laps, and it got worse and worse. I didn't know what it was at the time. I just know all of a sudden my engine was, my throttle was stuck on, and I couldn't slow down. So it got worse and worse, and about the time he passed me, that was I couldn't even lift off the throttles. I just had to pull in, unfortunately. Pretty crappy way to lose, but I don't know. I know our car is fast. It's working really good now. And I don't know. I guess this. I don't know. We'll hope we get a little better luck in the Classic. So,
are they gonna let you run the wing in the Classic?
I don't think so. So.
So you gotta come down here and practice then with the regular wing back on, I'm guessing.
Nah, we don't need any practice. No, that's we got work to do. We can't spend all day at the track practicing when we got work to do. So.
Work to do on the car or regular, normal, everyday, 40-hour week work?
Got to make money. That's what it's about. Got to get those greenbacks.
How would you say your season's been so far?
This
is the last race of the regular season.
It's been okay. You know, we've had some pretty good runs. Thanks, Jared. Had some pretty good runs. You know, we had a few bad nights. You know, we broke a motor in practice one night. So as far as the points go, that really hurt us. And it was remnants of that another night that we didn't get to finish the feature. So, but other than that, you know, we've been pretty fast for the most part. A little bit off in the features, but I think, you know, it took us all year. And I think tonight we finally kind of sorted out the balance. And the car was really fast and had tons of bite off the corner. And I wish we could have finished the race and didn't have that issue. I think we would have made it tough for him. That's for sure.
And you said that the night I talked to you when you put the wing on for the first time, there really wasn't that much of a difference. So you're not anticipating that much of a difference when you put the old wing back on.
No, I don't really. I mean, one of the battles that we fought with our balance, it was the same whether we had that wing on or whether we had the tail section on. You know, that was a problem. That's why we're off just a little bit in some of the features earlier in the year. But I think we finally have that all fixed, and the car is fast. It drove good. You know, so I'm confident we can put our tail section on and run good too. Even though probably the tough thing is, you know, at the end of the day, we still get less air to our tail sections than all the new cars. But right now, we're not building a new car, so we're just gonna have to deal with that.
Well, what do you say? I know you're probably gonna say, but I gotta throw the question out anyway. What would you be satisfied with at the end of the day on Sunday in 2 weeks?
Well, we want to win. So, you know, I think our car, after tonight, I feel confident that our car has a good balance and has a good drivability, and it'd be good for a long race. So, you know, last year we had a pretty good run, and we want to do better than that this year. So,
qualifying, where do you think you're going to fall?
It's tough to say. You know, there's a handful of cars that are all running really fast and really tight. I think we can be in that hunt. You know, some of it's just going to matter if you can nail your stagger down or not. You know, there's a handful of cars that are all really tight within a couple tenths. So I feel like we should be in the mix. We're just going to have to see how it all pans out on Friday at time trials.